This is Tattva Darshan, May 29th, 2010. Selected verses from various bhakti granths glorifying the devotees of the Lord. And by hearing such verses and reflecting upon them, we can deepen our gratitude for sadhusanga and be more eager and encouraged to always associate with the Vaishnavas and serve them and hear from them in order to benefit ourselves and purify our existence. What happens when one serves a devotee? This is explained in the fifth canto, chapter 5, verse 2, and in Madhya Lila 2282. Matsevam dwaramahur mimuktes tamo dwaram yoshita sangi sangam mahantaste samachitta prashanta vimanyavasurida sadavo ye Matsevam dwaramahur mimuktes tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam Mahantaste samachitta prashanta vimanyavasurida sadavoye. One can become liberated from material bondage only by serving advanced devotees, mahatmas. However, those who have no interest in serving devotees, who are very fond of associating with women and enjoying sex, for them the path to hell is wide open. Tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam. Such great devotees, mahants, are very peaceful and completely devoid of anger or any material contamination. They are fully absorbed in devotional service. Such saintly devotees are well-wishers of everyone, and they are pure devotees. What are the characteristics and symptoms of a pure devotee? That is told in the next verse. Ye va mayishye krita soridarta Janeshu deham bharavartikeshu griheshu jayatmajarati matsu na prityukta yavarartascha loke. Those who are exclusively interested in reviving their love of God do not want to do anything that is not related to Krishna. They are not interested in mixing with people who are busy maintaining their bodies by eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Such serious devotees are not attached to their homes, although they may be grihasthas, nor are they attached to their dear wives, beloved children, friends, or wealth. Yet at the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their grihastha duties. Such persons are interested in making only as much money as they need to keep their body and soul together. These are the characteristics of a pure devotee. Tirvasa Muni had direct experience of how the mercy of a devotee is more powerful than the mercy of God. 9.4.68 in Bhagavat Puran. Ahovananta dasanam mahatvam drishtam adyame kritagasopi yadrajan mangalani samihase. O King Ambarish, said Durvasa, now I have experience of the greatness of a Vaishnava. For although I have committed a great offense by trying to kill you, Krita Agasa, you have prayed for my protection and well-being. You cheated me pretending to be an ordinary person, a king, but now I realize that the mercy of a pure devotee is even more powerful than Krishna's. Devotees are merciful to the fallen. 11.2.6 Vajanti ye yata devan deva apita devatan chayeva karma sanchiva saddavo dinavatsala. This compares the mercy of the demigods, the celestials ruling this world, with the mercy of a devotee. The demigods reward their worshippers only according to the degree of their pious acts, just like the shadow follows the movements of one's physical body. The mercy of a devotee, however, is causeless, does not depend on anyone's piety or impiety. Sadhus are merciful, dinavatsala. They're compassionate and affectionate, even to the most fallen. They don't consider their adhikar. Yari deke tari kaha Krishna upadesh amara agaya guru hana tari desh. Wherever you go, whomever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Even Maya Devi herself, she cannot get love of God unless she first obtains the mercy of a pure devotee. Antilila 3.266 Maya dasi prema magi itte ki vismai sarukripa nambina prema na janmai. How amazing, how wonderful that Maya personified, Maya Dasi, that maidservant of Krishna, the external potency of the Lord, she has approached Thakura Haridas, Namacharya, to beg for love of God. Without the mercy, Sarukripa Na Bina, without the mercy of a pure devotee, and without the name of the Lord, Krishna Prem will not appear. The Vaishnava is free from karma bandhana, the laws of karma. This is from Hari Bhakti Vilas, 10th Vilas, 113. The karma bandhanam janma vaishnavanam chavidyate vishnur anucharatvam hi moksham ahurmanishana. The birth of a Vaishnava is not under the control of the laws of karma. The birth and disappearance of a Vaishnava are all transcendental. Sages declare that Vishnu's bhaktas are engaged in the liberated service of the Lord. Thus they are free from the laws of material nature. The Vaishnava guru, the guru or the Vaishnava, they never die. He who reasons ill, who say that Vaishnavas die, while thou art still living and sound, and while living, spread the holy name around. It's from Antilila of Chaitanya Bhagavat, 8th chapter, verse 173. Ateva Vaishnavera janma mrityu nai sange aisen Sange jayen tatai dharma karma janma vaishnavera kabunai padma purane tiha vyakta karikai. Quoting Padma Puran, says Vaishnavas are not born and do not die like ordinary conditioned souls. They come and go from this world on their own accord. In this way, sometimes we're very fortunate to get their association, And sometimes their association is withdrawn. The Vaishnavas are beyond the laws of Dharma and Karma. Sri Guru never ever dies. He's always living in the heart of those disciples who are chaste and loyal to him. What does loyalty mean? Loyalty means that you act according to the desire of Guru and not according to your personal whims and own desire. This is the mood of the gopis. Their only interest is to please Radha and Krishna and fulfill their desires. The Brajagopis have no personal self-interest at all. Vaishnav can act and deal in a very fierce and ferocious way that appears harder than a thunderbolt. And other times his dealings are so sweet and intimate and affectionate, they can be compared to a fragrant, tender rose. Madhya Leela 773. Vajradapi katorani mriduni kusamad api lakottaranam chetam si konu vigyatam ishvaraha. Who can understand the heart of advanced devotees of the Lord? Their natures are sometimes harder than thunderbolts, and other times more tender than lotus flowers. It is very difficult for even a wise man to understand the activities of pure devotees. Madhya Leela 23:39. Janar chitte Krishna prema kara ye udhai tanra vakya kriya mudra vigyaye na bujai. Even the most learned and intelligent person cannot understand the words and activities and symptoms of pure devotees in whose heart Krishna prema has awakened. Srila Prabhupada used to abbreviate this shloka by saying, Vaishnavara kriya mudra vigyaye na bujai. What a rare treasure one has if he is known as Krishna Das or Krishna Dasi. This was proclaimed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Leela 23, 463, 64 and 72. Nayana Bariya Deka Dasara Prabhav Hina dasya bhave krishne kara anurag apahina nama niha krishna dasa nam apa bhagye dasa nahi kare bhagavan dasa name brahma shiva harisha antar dharani dharendra chahi dasa adhikar. Mahaprabhu said, just see the influence, prabhav, of the servants of Krishna. Deka dasara prabhav. With such a mentality of service, one should cultivate Krishna anurag, dasya bhav, Krishna kara anurag, deep attachment to Krishna. If, however, you are devoid of a service attitude and do not wish to call yourself Krishna Das, you will be most unfortunate, apabhagya, bhagya, and the Lord will never accept you as his servant. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, although masters of the universe, they take endless delight, Harish Anta, in the name of Krishna Das, and they pray to attain someday the qualification to become Krishna Das. Krishna Das, Das, Anu Das. Mukunda Mala Stotra 25. shows the epitome of becoming a servant of the servant of the servants 100 times removed. Majjanmana phalami dhammadukaita bhari mat prataniya madanugraha esha eva twad britya britya paricharaka britya britya brityasya brityam itimam smara lokanata. O Supreme Lord of all, O slayer of the demons Madhu and Kaitab, please be merciful to me. This is my prayer, Prataniya Mad Anugraha. Please bestow your mercy and fulfill my prayer. May you always remember me as a servant of your servant's servant, a servant of such a servant of your servant's servant, a servant of the servant of your servant's servant, and a servant of your servant's servant's servant. Das, 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 honor, das. And the famous verse from Adi Puran, quoted in Lagu Bhagavatamrita 2.6 and Madhilila 11.28. Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta chate janaha, mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhaktatta ma mata. Bhagavan Sri Krishna told Arjuna, those who consider themselves my direct devotees are not actually my devotees. But those who see themselves as the devotees of my associates are factually my devotees. This is from Shandilya Smriti, quoted in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya 3, 486. Siddhir Bhavati Va Neti. Wait a minute. Siddhir bhavati va neti samshayo chuta sevinam. Ni samshayo stutad bhakta paricharya ratatmanam. The servants of Achyuta, the infallible Lord, may or may not attain spiritual perfection. There is some shy or doubt about this. But the servants of the Lord's servants, they will definitely, without a doubt, attain spiritual perfection, the easy way to liberation. 10.10.41 Bhagavatam. Sadunam samachittanam sutaram matkritatmanam darshanan nobaved bandha pumsokshno savituryata. When one is facing directly the sun, there is no longer any darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu who is equally disposed toward everyone, samachitanam, and who is fully surrendered and determined to serve the Lord, Sri Krishna, such a person become free from all material bondage, nabhavet bandha. Upon becoming a devotee and entering the Achyuta Gotra, the family of Krishna and all his loving servants, one should understand that his guru, his Diksha Guru and the Shiksha Gurus, and all the benevolent, enlightened members of the Guru Parampara are actually much dearer and much more important and much more valuable than one's own relative family members. This is told by Sri Yamunacharya in Stotra Ratnam number 5. Mata pita yuvatayas tanaya vibhuti sarvam yadeva niyamena mat anvayanam adyasya na kalupater bakulabhiramam srimattarangri yugalam pranamami murdhna srimattarangri yugalam pranamami murdhna. I bow down to the blessed lotus feet of the predecessor acharyas, Kalupater, of our devotional family, whose lotus feet are as attractive and beautiful as blooming bakul flowers. The members of my guru parampara are eternally united with me, and they are members of my family and bound to me with the bondage of love and affection. We should consider the lotus feet of the previous acharyas to be our everything. They are our father, mother, sons, wife, and wealth. Hari Bhakti Surudaya, meeting a Vaishnava and associating with a Vaishnava is the perfection of one's very life. It's chapter 13, verse 2 of Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. Akshno phalam tva drisha darshanam hi. Tanno phalam tva drisha gatra sangha. Jiva phalam tva drisha kirtanam hi. Sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. Sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. It's also quoted in Madhya Lila 20:61. O Vaishnav Thakur, O Mahabhagavat, to see you, akshno phalam, is the perfection of the eyes. To touch your lotus feet is the perfection of my sense of touch. To glorify your divine qualities is the perfection of my tongue. Because it is very rare to find a pure devotee within this material world. Very, very rare. Sudurlabha Bhagavata Hiloke. This is from the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. Chapter 14, verses 3, 4, and 5. Again, showing the rarity and glories of a pure devotee. Rajo bi sama sankhyata partiver iha jantava te sham ye kechane hante shreyo vai manujadaya. Prayovamukshavastesham kechanaiva dvijottama amukshunam sahasreshu kaschin mucheta siddhyati muktanam apisiddhanam narayana parayana sadurlabha prashant atma kautishvapi mahamune. In this world, there are as many living entities as there are atoms. Among these zillions and trillions of unlimited living entities, some are human beings. And amongst those few human beings, a handful are interested in following religious principles. And among those who follow religious principles, only a few of them desire liberation from the material world. And among thousands of those desiring liberation, one may actually attain it by giving up his material attachments to society, friendship, love, country, home, wife, and children. And among many of those thousands of liberated persons, It is very rare to find any liberated person who really understands the true meaning of liberation. And out of millions, koti, 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 of perfected liberated souls, one may be a devotee of Krishna, Narayana Parayana. And such Krishna bhaktas are very peaceful and extremely rare. This is Sarmanti Leela 1660. Bhakta paraduliyara bhakta parajal bhakta bhukta avashesha 18 mahabal 18 seva haite krishna prema hai puna puna sarva shastri fukariya kai. The dust of the feet of pure devotees, paraduli, the water that washes their feet, parajal, and the remnants of their mahaprasad, which includes their food remnants and also the harikatha that they speak. These three are very powerful, mahabal. By serving these three, one can attain Krishna prema. This is proclaimed again and again in all the shastras. This is from the Rig Veda, 1, 2, 2, verse 20, 21. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashyanti Suryo Jujiva Chakshuratatam Tad Vipraso Vipanyavo Jagrivamsha Samindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Padam. The divine and learned Vaishnavas always have darshan of the supreme abode of Vishnu in their aprakrita drishti, internal spiritual vision. Just as the rays of the sun are extended to the mundane vision, similarly, pure devotees always see the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu. Paramam Param, Goloka Vrindavan. Because those highly praiseworthy and spiritually awake pure devotees can see the spiritual world, they are also able to reveal the supreme abode to others. One should never consider the birth, place, or circumstances of the Vaishnava. This is in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila, chapter 10, verse 100 and 102. Ye te kule Vaishnavera janma kena nai, tadapiyo sarvottama sarva shastri kai. Je papishta Vaishnavera jati buddhikari, janma janma adam jonite dubi mare. All the scriptures, sarva shastri kai, agree that a Vaishnava should never be seen in terms of his birth. Kule Vaishnav Janma Kene Nai. A Vaishnava does not actually take birth. Those sinful people who see a devotee in terms of his birth will themselves be born in the wombs of abominable species, life after life. This is from Manti Leela, chapter 4, verse 69, and Srimad Bhagavatam 7, 9, 10. Vi pradvishad guna yutad aravinda nava padharavinda vimukat sapacham varishtam manye tadarpitamano vachanen hitarta pranam punati sakulam natu bodhimana. A bhakta who has taken his birth in a family of dog-eaters, but who has dedicated his mind, words, and acts and wealth to the lotus feet of Krishna, is superior to a brahmana endowed with all the 12 brahminical qualities, but who has no bhakti for Krishna. Such a bhakta, although low-born in a family of dog-eaters, can purify himself and his whole family by practicing bhakti. But a so-called exalted brahmana, who is filled with pride due to a superior social position, cannot even purify himself. From Hari Bhakti Vilas 1091, that an outcast, it says, an outcast, someone born in a family of dog eaters, a very low class chandala, he is even worshipable by Vishnu himself. Name bhaktas chaturvedi, ad bhakta sapacha puriya, tasmai deyam tato grayam, satcha puja yata yayam. A non-devotee Brahman who knows the four Vedas, chaturvedi Brahman, but if he is not actually dear to me, because he's a non-devotee. However, a devotee, even born as a chandala, is certainly very dear to me. Madbhakta swapacha priya. Everything should be offered to such a devotee. And whatever he offers to one should be gladly accepted. Such a devotee is as worshipable as myself. This is from the third canto, chapter 33, verse 7. Describes the real Aryan or spiritually progressive person is one who is always chanting the holy name of the Lord, engaged in Nam Yajna, despite even a fallen birth. Ho bato swa shwa pacho to goriyan yajigvagre vartate namatu byam. Te pastapaste juhuvu sasnoraya brahmanuchur nama grinanti ye te. My dear Lord, anyone who always vibrates your holy name is most glorious. Although born in a family of dog eaters and considered low, he is glorious. There's such wonderful power in chanting your holy name. One who chants your holy name is understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and chanted all the Vedas and performed all the great sacrifices. Juhuvu, mentioned in the Vedas. He's already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. It is he who is actually an Aryan, a progressive spiritualist. These are selected verses from Bhakti Granth about the glories of the Vaishnavas. If we hear about the glories of the Vaishnavas, we'll learn to appreciate all those wonderful devotees we're associating with and getting the opportunity to serve. We'll very much value their association and be very eager and enthusiastic to serve them with full enthusiasm, dedication, patience, and love. Anadi Leela, chapter 1, verse 61, is a very nice verse here. Ishvara Sarupa Bhakta Tanra Adishtan Bhaktara Ridhaya Krishnara Satata Vishram. A pure devotee incessantly engaged in a loving service of Krishna, Sarita, is one at heart because he's very near and dear to Krishna. Krishna is always seated in the heart of such a pure devotee. Adishtan Ridaye Krishna Satata Vishram. Adishtan means the stan, the abode of the heart of the devotee, is where Krishna is always resting. Krishna Sarata Vishram, Govinda Vishram. This verse explains how Krishna is controlled by the love of his devotees. A very famous verse from the Ambarish Durvasa Leela story in 9th Canto, chapter 4, verse 63. Aham bhakta paradino ya swatantra ivadvija sadubir grasta ridayo bhakter bhakta janapriya. Lord Bhagavan Narayan said to Durvasa Muni, "Listen, Rishi Durvasa, you should understand very clearly, I am completely under the control of my devotees. I am dependent on the will of my devotees. Aham bhakta pradino. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely free from all material desires. Consequently, I sit only inside the hearts of my devotees. What to speak of my devotees? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. Bhakter Bhakta Janapriya, Bhakta Janapriya. Grasta Rideya, Sadubir Grasta Rideya." Krishna is telling, Narayana is telling Durvasa, "My heart is captivated by the devotional sadhus." And a few verses later, verse 68, Narayana's emphasizing this point, that not only is he controlled by the pure devotees, but they have occupied the content of his heart. They're living in his heart, and he's living in the heart of his pure devotees. Sadavo ridiyam mayam sadunam ridiyam twaham maranyat te na jananti naham te byomanagapi. Durvasa, the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, mat anyat, and I do not recognize anyone besides them as mine. Not even in the least bit manakabi. This is from Padma Puran, Lord Shiva glorifying the Vaishnavas to his dear wife Durga. It's also quoted in Madhya Lila 11:31. Radhananam sarvesham Vishnur radhanam param tasmat parataram devi tariyanam samarchanam. My dear Devi, my dear wife, although the Vedas mention the worship of the demigods, aradhanam, the worship of Vishnu is param, Vishnu aradhanam param, and is ultimately recommended by those Vedas. However, even above parataram, param and parataram, we have Paramguru and Parataraguru. Even above the worship of Lord Vishnu, O Durga Devi, is the worship or the serving of Vishnu's devotees, who are the very objects of Vishnu's love, the great Bhagavats, the great devotees of the Lord, are actually walking holy places of pilgrimage. They are tirthas, moving tirthas. This is First Canto, Chapter 13, Verse 10, and Adi 163. Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhutak Swayam Vibho Tirti Kuravanti Tirtani Swantak Stena Gadabrita. Maharaj Yudhisthira glorified Vidura when Vidura returned from his pilgrimage to the Himalayas. Oh, my Lord Vidura, pure devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry Sri Bhagavan Vishnu within your heart, therefore you turn all places, wherever you go, you turn that place into a place of pilgrimage. Swantakstena Gadabrita. That carrier of the club, Gada, he's Stena Swantak. He is standing and situated inside your heart. Therefore, you have become a Tirti Kurvanti Tirtani, a holy place of pilgrimage. Devotees are so pure that if anyone even sees the face of a devotee, he also becomes pure. This is told in 10th Canto, Chapter 84, Verse 11. Nayam mayani tirtani nadeva mrichchila maya te punat yuru kalena darshanat eva saddhava. Water alone does not make a sacred holy place, nor is it the earth or clay that composes the form of a deity that make it sacred. The waters of the Ganga and yatras to holy places and the worship of Shalagram Shila indeed purify one, but only after a long time. But sadhus instantly purify one just by their sight.